reality really has hit home, I think, for me, and I'm sure it has hit home for many of you over the last 48 to 72 hours as we're dealing with all of the ramifications and the aftermath of what's going on with the coronavirus. And look, I know a few days ago we talked about how weird it would be coming on the air Monday morning knowing what today should represent. Today should be, folks, a day of celebration. Today should be a day in which I'm sitting there as giddy as can be. We are running through every game known to man. We're running through a bracket. We got big fat smiles on our faces. And we're dreaming about those 4 days in March that really are as good as it gets. Well, not only the loss of the NCAA tournament, but the reality of the situation here in New York City and the United States of America, if it doesn't hit home for you, I don't know what will. I mean, think about what we will now be dealing with in our everyday lives. The idea that bars and schools and restaurants and these elements that we deal with on a day in and day out basis are being shut down. And they're being shut down so that we as a society, we as Americans can do the very best we can in trying to quarantine this coronavirus. Because look, here's what I know. I ain't a doctor. I ain't going to pretend to be one. The sooner we can quarantine and get this virus to a point where it's not spiking out of control like you have in Italy, the sooner you and I can get back to our conversations about the Met bullpen and about the Yankees dealing with all sorts of injuries and anything that comes with it. The games, the moments that we love. Knowing we will not have that now for the next few months, oh my goodness. I've been talking to buddies throughout the weekend, throughout our self-quarantine that will continue now for quite some time. And it's been like this idea of trying to figure out what exactly are we supposed to do? Because normally, the significant other, by the way, happy birthday, Kate, 30th birthday in quarantine. What a time to be alive. My condolences. We'll try to have the most amount of fun that we can later on today. I said that to her. I said, good thing I threw you a surprise party last week. My goodness, if I had to throw it over the weekend, I would have canceled. Weird time to be celebrating a birthday, but hey, I'm probably going to be in that position come May. Many of you guys and gals are going to be in that position over the next few months. But it's the idea of rallying together, calming together, having some fun here on this radio station. That's what we're going to do. Do I have a set plan for what the next few months are going to be? Hell no. I'd be lying to you if I said that was the case. That I know, you know, 2 weeks from now, won the world I'm going to be talking about on the air. I don't have the slightest idea. But that's what kind of makes this fun in a way. Not the situation. It's miserable. My job is going to be kind of a free-for-all. So I hope that you care to participate in what should be quite the wild and crazy free-for-all as we all try to get through this. We try to stay safe. We self-quarantine. We social distance. We do what the medical people are advising us to do. And listen, I'll be the first to admit, from my anxiety standpoint, I'm not in love with the idea of being here day after day. I love Mike Fliegelman, one of my best friends. Harris Allen, one of my best friends. I'd rather be in social distance capacity. But I have a job to do. And thankfully, our building is clean. Hopefully, we will continue to take those precautions. You should do the same. But our life over the next 3 months, it's going to be trying times. And listen, it pales in comparison to what's going on for those who have been already impacted by this virus. The small businesses that are out there. You name it. I get in this world that we live in, which is sports talk radio and WFAN, it's small potatoes. So I don't want to sound tone deaf in any way if we're getting into NFL free agency, which we will get to later on in the show, or when we get to some of the things that have been on our mind when it comes to the world of sports that I haven't been able to do, that maybe I've been dying to do, or maybe you've been dying to bring up. So I don't want it to ever come across that, you know, I'm being, dare I say, insensitive, or that some of you are being insensitive. I wouldn't look at it that way. What I would suggest to anybody who's listening to us right now, a week from now, a month from now, 2 months from now, 4 months from now, whatever it may be, look at this show, this station, this place. It's kind of an outlet. It's kind of a place where if it's for 2 or 3 minutes, if it's for the duration of my 4-hour show, where it can be a place for you to get away a little bit. That's what I'm going to look to do. Get away. Take our minds off the idea that we're stuck up in our house or our apartment. Take away from the idea that you can't go to a gym. You can't go to a bar. You can't go to a restaurant. We'll be here. So I hope you'll be there with us. We will find a way to get through this. And I can tell you this, from a sports standpoint, whenever that first game comes back, even if there's nobody in the building, the excitement that you are going to have, the excitement that I am going to have, is going to be so far off the charts, it's not even funny. I can't imagine what I'm going to be like when I get that announcement, hopefully at some point when this virus is plateaued and is dealt with and is taken care of. We could talk about the first games for the Yankees in a mess. I mean, if that doesn't bring a smile to your face in the months to come, I don't know what will. That's going to be tough to bottle up now. And I know that's going to be like a long, long tunnel. And maybe at some point we'll see that light at the end of the tunnel. We ain't there yet. We haven't even begun. But kind of keep that on your mind when you're having a tough day, when you're longing for sports, when you're longing for that game to watch after a tough day of sitting in your apartment, not being able to work, whatever the case may be. Tough to do. Not going to be easy. But it's kind of where I'm at right now. And I told you this, guys, Wednesday, when I was watching Syracuse in North Carolina, I had a pretty strong feeling that that was going to be the last game that I watch for a long, long time. In fact, I texted Mike Fliegelman when I'm sitting there watching Carolina and Cuse, and I'm enjoying every minute of it. I'm going, jumping up and down, crazy. Syracuse finally beat Carolina. Little I know they'd lose about 3 players after the game because of transferring, but that's a story for a different day. It was the idea that I could enjoy that, bottle it up, and say, all right, let's put this in the memory bank. Let's remember how good this is, how enjoyable this is, when indeed we find a way to return to a sense of normalcy. Unfortunately, these next few weeks and months, not going to have a whole lot of that. And if you need a reminder of why you're not going to have a whole lot of that, what should today be about? Today is always about picking the brackets, having some fun, trying to dig up that team that's going to find their way to the Final Four, trying to figure out that 12-5 sleeper, trying to figure out all of these great elements of March Madness in the NCAA tournament. Not in 2020. But remember how much you love it. Let that stick with you. Because you're going to need it. I'm going to need it. Pray it's going to carry us through. Now, on a much lighter note, and I know it's very, very weird. I got to admit, it's very, very weird to get like all philosophical on you guys and then all of a sudden just get right into doing a sports debate and a sports topic. But hey, I told you, we're going to try to distract you. This is what we do. I am so fired up that Iona finally had the guts had the chutzpah to go and be the program to bring Rick Pitino back to college basketball. And I know our buddy, CJ in Mount Holly, is sitting somewhere. And CJ in Mount Holly has tried to link Rick Pitino to like every job known to man. It's been UCLA. It's been the New York Knicks. It's been, you name me the top college basketball NBA program. He's probably tried to put Rick Pitino in that job. Well, now Rick Pitino's got a job. And it's at Iona, filling the shoes of Timmy Cruz, who did a wonderful, wonderful job there. But here's what I know about college basketball. It's a dirty business. It's a dirty profession. You're lying to yourself if you think all of a sudden now Rick Pitino was the only guy in America who wasn't involved in a recruiting violation. Now, did Rick Pitino have some shady business when it comes to dealing with his wife? Absolutely. And it's funny, this comes all full circle as I'm sitting there watching the Hillary Who documentary. I'm thinking of Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky right now. But hey, that's a story for a different day. Regardless, Rick Pitino had some shady activity going on. But he's a damn good basketball coach. And when I think about guys who were involved in that FBI probe, Sean Miller, who, by the way, is still coaching at Arizona. Bruce Pearl, who I happen to really, really like. And he's done a fabulous job at Auburn. Maybe I'm missing something here. Bruce Pearl still coaching? He sure is. Rick Pitino deserved the opportunity to get back in the college game. I, for one, am happy that Iona said, look, we are losing now a great winner. We are losing a guy who took us to the tournament year in and year out. How are we going to replace that? How are we going to get a guy to be as good as Coach Cruz? Little did we know they'd go and get a head coach who is one of the best college coaches to ever do it. Now, all of a sudden, Iona has a sort of prestige to them around the country because Rick Pitino is there. That will matter. That'll matter for eyeballs. That'll make them far more relevant in many, many conversations nationwide. Not that they weren't relevant nationwide with Coach Cruz. It's a different kind of buzz, though, when you bring in an all-time great coach. It just is. And from a recruiting standpoint, oh my goodness, they're going to be able to recruit the hell out of New York City, and all of a sudden, they're going to be able to recruit nationwide. Rick Pitino will win at Iona. He will work at Iona. If I'm an Iona grad, if I'm an Iona alum, this was the best possible course of action after you lost a great head coach. And I want to make that clear. Timmy Cruz deserves all the credit for getting them in the tournament consistently. Any other coach, I'd look at him and say, you know what? They got big shoes to fill. We're talking about Rick Pitino. I know it might rub some people the wrong way. I know it might bother some people. To me, Rick Pitino belongs in college basketball. Rick Pitino is a basketball lifer. There are certain guys that should just be on a sideline if they want to be on a sideline. That day he was getting blackballed was a joke. Let's call it like it is. It was a joke. Because when other coaches in that FBI probe were involved, then why all of a sudden isn't Rick Pitino allowed to do what he loves to do? Now he will do it locally. And I'm sure the coaches at St. John's, I'm sure the coaches at Seton Hall, I'm sure Coach Peichel at Rutgers, and I'm sure all the other coaches in the MAC were not thrilled to hear that now they will be dealing with Pitino recruiting Iona. Very, very curious. Very, very fascinated to see what he's going to bring to that program. But that's one of those stories like, wow, holy smokes. And I found out about it a couple hours before it happened. Let's just say a little birdie whispered in my ear some information. And I was stunned. So that was one of those where I hear about it first and then, you know, it plays on the news. It's like, wow, this is cool. I like getting this information ahead of time. Very, very nice.